Unit 3. Job Interview Guide. Situational Dialogues. Dialogue 1. Hello, Grace. That's a beautiful skirt you have on. Where are you going?
I'm going to attend an interview.
What kind of job are you applying for?
My major is English. Of course, I'll apply for an English teacher.
Uh-oh. That dress doesn't exactly match the job.
Why? You said my skirt was beautiful just now.
Yes, your skirt is really beautiful, but you are applying for a teaching position. You see, your skirt is very short, and your makeup is too thick. What's more, the color of your lipstick doesn't match your skin. As a teacher, you should be a little more sedate.
Then what should I do?
Some of my friends tell me that to be a teacher, the most important thing is beauty of mind. You shouldn't pay too much attention to your appearance. You should appear frugal and prudent. Your experience and knowledge will gain the appreciation of your interviewer.
Thank you very much, Jason. You've given me a good lesson. I'll go back and change.
I'm very happy I could help. Dialogue 2.
As an experienced interviewer, could you tell me what kind of behavior the interviewer hates most?
Rudeness. You are not expected to sit down before being invited. And you shouldn't throw yourself into the chair like you're loading heavy baggage.
And we should have good sitting posture.
That's right. The ideal posture for women is to put their legs together and lean to one side. This is especially important in summer.
Where should I put my overcoat and briefcase after entering the office? It is air-conditioned all the year round.
Put it beside you. Don't pile your purses, briefcases, and other belongings on the employer's desk. You've got long hair. Don't touch it while talking to the interviewer. It gives people the feeling that you cannot concentrate on your work.
I think that's the reason why Princess Diana's hairstyle became so popular.
Also, if you are asked to sit beside the employer's desk, neither lean on it nor look at the documents there.
I ought to respect other people's privacy, as most Westerners do.
As the saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Dialogue 3. Good morning, Tom. What are you doing here?
Good morning, Peter. Since I'll have a job interview tomorrow, I want to buy a set of suit and tie.
Congratulations. And have you chosen them?
Not yet. I don't know what color I should choose. Can you give me some suggestions?
Of course. Generally, in formal situation, boys always wear black suit or dark blue suit, and also a white shirt.
I'd prefer to the black one. And what kind of tie is suitable?
It's easy to choose. And what color do you like?
I like red very much.
Oh, no. Red color is not fit for interview because it indicates powerful. How about a lighter color one?
Okay, it's up to you. I have no idea about it.
Well, I'll choose this light blue for you.
That's perfect. Thank you.
You are welcome. Dialogue 4. I am an eloquent speaker in the classroom. But when I face a stranger outside, I get tongue-tied and nothing comes out.
You should pay close attention to your manner of speaking. Speech is a reflection of personality, you know. You should reflect confidence by speaking in a low voice, loud enough to be heard without being aggressive or overpowering.
I will go out of my way to catch the attention of the interviewer.
You misunderstood me. Your speech should not call attention to itself, but should reveal your individuality and ability.
I'm very shy. I think I might shake in my boots at the moment I meet the interviewer.
You'd better overcome your nervousness. It is considered an indication that you lack self-confidence.
Another problem is that I dare not look into their eyes whenever I meet strangers, especially foreigners.
In China, it is impolite to look into the senior speaker's eyes while speaking. But in Western countries, it is the opposite. Eye contact gives a strong feeling of sincerity. Looking downwards or sideways shows that you are either insincere or absent-minded.
Is there anything else that I should pay attention to in an interview?
Yes. Don't eat onion or garlic before you come. If you do, you'll have bad breath.
I'll remember to bring chewing gum with me.
You should never chew gum or smoke during an interview, even if you are allowed to do so.
I remember now. Your advice is very helpful.